Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
You're tuned into the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that helps you take control of your financial future, whether you're 5 to 10 years from retirement or just getting started. We've got the strategies, tools, and experience to help make the most of your nest egg. Retirement Planning Specialist David Pipes is a trusted voice in retirement planning, helping Americans navigate 401k rollovers, income planning, tax strategies, and everything in between. Now, let's dive into today's show and start paving the way to your smooth retirement. Alongside retirement specialist David Pipes, here's your host, Jim Taravocchia.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition, a brand new episode of the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that delivers expert insights, actionable advice, and real-world financial strategies to help you retire confidently and comfortably. Thank you for making our show a part of your weekend. I'm your host, Jim Taravocchia, alongside retirement planning specialist David Pipes. David will be along in just a moment. Well, the questions that matter most, the four biggest questions retirement planning specialists hear every day, and the answers that can shape your financial future. So every day, retirement planning specialists sit down with people who have spent decades working, saving, investing, and preparing for retirement. And while every client is unique, there are four questions that come up almost every single day. They're simple questions, but the answers can dramatically impact someone's financial future. So coming up on today's show, we're tackling those four questions head on. We'll explain what retirement professionals look for, what mistakes people commonly make, and what you should be thinking about before making any major financial decisions. Because whether you're 5 years away from retirement or already enjoying retirement, this is a show that you don't want to miss. But first, before we get things started today, I want to encourage our listeners to go ahead and schedule your 100% complimentary consultation with retirement planning specialist David Pipes today. It's a free offering just for listening to this show. Our listeners can meet with us to review their own financial situation for your family or for your business, and there's absolutely no obligation. Visit retirementplanningpipeline.com to get started. All right, here we go. Let's get things rolling here with our first question of the day. I do want to kick off the show, though, David, with this question. I think that this is attached to the first question that is often asked to you. And it's a simple question, but I don't think many people know the answer. Is there really a magic retirement number?
This is a good question. And this is something that I think that everyone and every listener out there is, you all, every single one of you want this answer given to you. And I think a lot of people have an answer that are just wrong. I mean, I think that this is going to depend strictly on who you are. A lot of different factors about expense ratios. You know, there's just so much to think about. Client needs, right? Fixed income, fixed assets, pensions, you know, when income's coming in, inheritance, there's just so much going on. It is hard to ever be highly probable to give an answer to this. And I think that anybody that does for a specific age group or anybody like that, they're just wrong. And because of people's needs, they all change. I have so many clients, and every single client, they're all changing. And I mean, for you listeners out there, you know it. I mean, think about July 4th weekend. Every single one of you probably did something different. Every single one of you spent a different amount on the July 4th weekend, right? Every single one of you spent a different amount traveling on that weekend. Every single one of you spent a different amount driving on that weekend. Why are we going to calculate this number depending on every single one of you, right, retiring? It's going to be totally different. Every single, to the cent, to the dollar, it will be different. And yearly. You might need more money 1 year than the next year. You might have something happen with your health 1 year. So the plan has to be correlated every single year differently. And this is where I think that it's so important to sit down with a certified fiduciary and a financial advisor like myself to really go over the plan to start and to understand that these plans have to be changed because things are going to change in your life. You cannot just sit there and stick your head in the sand and just say, okay, well, my advisor said this or my advisor said that. This is how much I can take out. No. I mean, I just had a client the other day that was told that she could only take out $3,000 a month to live till she was 93. I'm like, what in the heck is going on? What are these advisors talking about? it should not be tailored towards the advisor's thoughts. It should go towards the person's goals and your goal. And if you're listening out there and you're saying, David, I don't even know if I ever knew how much I needed to have. You might need enough. You might have enough right now. As we speak, as I'm sitting here talking to you, whether you're listening on the podcast, whether you're listening on, you know, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, you know, or live, you know, you've got to understand right now is the time to say, hey, do I have enough to where I can bring in what I want? And the only way that you know that right now is to sit down with a financial advisor, right? Because I can sit here and tell you, hey, you have enough right now to where we can do this, but the plan's going to change. Okay. So your specific financial needs is not going to be anywhere near someone else's. So you can't just ask, what do I need? I have no idea. I have no idea, Jim. And that's where I think that many people are missing out on. They're not sitting down really shopping. I mean, I consider everyone to go to financial advisors and sit down with them and see what each person says. Trust me, you're gonna have the education. You're gonna figure out a lot. You're gonna understand what's important to you and how someone can assess those goals. And you're gonna hear it. You're gonna hear the magic words out of one advisor, and you're gonna really, really love it, because it's not going to be, oh, this is the amount that you need to retire. It's gonna be, well, what do we have here? What income are you taking in? What pensions are you taking in? Yeah. And you're going to have a whiteboard full of numbers. And then the advisor themselves should be, which a lot of them don't, they should be looking at these numbers and analyzing them for you and your goals.
Yeah.
Not for what the company or the paperwork say, but for you and your goals.
Well, and the one thing too, and this is the second part of the question, and that goes with what you've always talked about too, by the way, your point of always getting to know your clients and not just relying on something that a financial advisor might use with everybody. It's individualized, right? And getting to know your clients. But the second part of the question that I want to ask, and this is what people wonder about, will I actually have enough money to retire, or will I have enough money in retirement? What factors determine retirement readiness, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of questions that you need to ask yourself. And then these kind of help you, I wouldn't say fully solve the equation, but they give you a lot of material that I use personally. Mm-hmm. And the first three things that I'm really asking a client is, number one, what are your average fixed expenses? Now, I'm not talking about what you're spending on maybe a travel that comes up next month or that you don't know about right now. I'm talking about fixed. I'm talking about house payments, car payments, right? Taxes, insurance, things that you have to pay to survive, your fixed expenses. Okay. The rest are variable. The rest are wants, you know, they're not needs. Okay. They're wants. That stuff comes with a plan. That's where I plan for the client's wants and what they want. So if you're thinking to yourself, hey, I've got expenses that way over my fixed expenses, that's okay. That's what I need too. That's the later question. Mm-hmm. The first thing is the fixed expenses. Okay. Second thing is guaranteed income. What are you guaranteeing? And I'm not talking about, oh, well, I take money out of my investments. No, that's not guaranteed. And if you're taking money out of your investments, okay, and you're just withdrawing money out of your 401k or IRA, you got a whole different problem. Hear me again. If you're out there and you're listening, you're taking money out of your 401ks or IRAs monthly or annually or however you do it without having a guaranteed income stream, you're missing the ball. You're just missing it. Okay. Trust me, it's not there. Okay. So much amount of money each month, that's just, trust me, mathematically it doesn't work like that. Okay. And I have prior episodes that will go over that too, but if that's a problem of yours, you definitely need to call in and set an appointment, because I tell you what, that's one of the biggest things that I see is people taking money out of investments that they shouldn't be taking out of, and which investments they're taking it out of too is a big problem. Second is, okay, after that guaranteed income, okay, we're talking about pensions. You're talking about, right, Social Security and pensions, and if you have maybe an annuity that's paying out, okay, yeah, for lifetime income that will not run out, all right? That's the guaranteed income. Then you do an easy equation, that minus your expenses, okay? Then you find out what your fixed, right, your fixed amount that you have to spend on whatever you need, okay? That's before investments. Now you can calculate more into that. Okay, now what are your variable expenses? What do you want to do? And I don't even ask about variable expenses because a lot of people don't even know. They don't have it. They say, David, I don't even know what that cost. Or they have a spreadsheet that says what they spend, and it's so off. Every year's off. Trust me. I deal with engineers that try to guess it. They're so off. Things are going to happen. You're in retirement. You sit at home. Okay. You're not at work. You're going to want to do things, right, more than when you were at work. Because when you're at work, you can't do things. You can't spend money.
Right. Okay?
Now you have a day where you wake up at 9 a.m. and guess what? You want to go fishing. You want to go shopping. You want to go have lunch, right? You want to go to a doctor's appointment and then all of a sudden go out and you want to drive up to see the grandkids because you have free time. Or you want to, there are so many things now that retirees don't realize. You're going to need more money.
Yep.
You're going to need, don't think that, you know, I don't need anything. I'll just take that in my investments. No, set that income to where you know that you have enough, period. I mean, more than enough. And then let your money grow because you're not taking money out, right? That's what the point of the stock market is to grow and not to distribute. It's meant to what? Accumulate. Let your money compound. Take care of income first, though. That's super important. So those three things, Jim, I think are most important for any client out there that is looking at those, you know, those factors that go into it. And then we really get to talk. I want to know more about the client. I want to know about what they love to do, how expensive those things they love to do are.
Yeah.
Right. When you think about it, do you, you know, going to the beach cost a lot less than going on the boat. And trust me, I know that. Every weekend I'm out fishing, you know, yes. You know, spending money on gas and, you know, and the boat slip and lunch on the boat. I mean, all those things are going to add up. And like my wife always says, well, you know, there are little expenditures. Yeah. But what you don't realize is those things add up and are very, very, very important when it comes to the retirement plan, because you want to satisfy for those first. And you should not be putting your, you know, your hands in your investment accounts to satisfy those goals. It's the income should be separated from your growth. And I've gone over that so many times with every client that I meet. And they're like, oh my gosh, David, that makes so much sense. Why did I know about that last year or 3 years ago or early? It's because people don't want to teach people. The financial advisors don't want to teach people how to specifically take the money out in the best way for them. They want the money stayed in the account so they can suck on those fees for the entire time. That's just not what it should be. It's just not. It should be for the client's goals and needs, Jim. And I think that's where those three questions come in. Then we satisfy that, right? We satisfy that. There's so many ways we can satisfy it, but making it super easy for the client and for you out there, for all you pre-retirees or retirees, it shouldn't be about what I spend or what. No, it should be about, hey, I'm comfortable. My advisor made it so I don't have to worry about spending this much money a month. Mm-hmm. You should not have to worry about that in retirement.
Yeah. And again, we preach this a lot on the show. The goal isn't to retire. It's to retire comfortably. So if you have any questions, pick up the phone. Give us a call today at 850-565-1705 or visit retirementplanningpipeline.com and schedule that free, no obligation consultation today. All right, coming up next, we will discuss the second question that's asked most to retirement planning specialists. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll be right back after this.
Visit Retirement Planning Pipeline to schedule your free, no obligation complimentary consultation today. The Retirement Planning Pipeline will return in just a moment.
Retirement should feel secure, not uncertain. If market swings have you feeling uneasy, you've probably heard about annuities. But what aren't they telling you? You deserve the full story. That's why we created a free guide that explains the good, the bad, and yes, even the fine print. Inside, you'll learn how annuities can create guaranteed lifetime income, what fees and surrender charges may apply, how the different types of annuities really work, and whether an annuity makes sense for you. It's clear, straightforward information so you can make a confident decision. Call AmeriLife now to get your free guide to annuities, the good, the bad, and the fine print. Call 866-554-9546. That's 866-554-9546.
Silex annuities contain withdrawal charges, interest and bonus recovery, and market value adjustments that may apply to withdrawals made during the withdrawal charge period. Silex annuities are products of the insurance industry and not guaranteed by any bank nor insured by FDIC or NCUA, NCUSIF. Not a deposit, not insured by federal government agency. Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Restrictions apply. May only be offered by a licensed
licensed agent.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.
Welcome back to the Retirement Planning Pipeline. Alongside retirement planning specialist David Pipes, here's your host, Jim Terabocchia.
Welcome back to the Retirement Planning Pipeline. Thank you for making our show a part of your weekend on WCOA, News Talk 104.9, with new episodes every Sunday at 10 a.m. And as we dive back into today's show, a reminder, if you like the content we're providing, subscribe to the YouTube page, youtube.com, and search Retirement Planning Pipeline for weekly video highlights and special content. Most retirement plan accounts for market risks and inflation and sequence of returns, and far fewer account for the one expense that has the greatest potential to wipe out a lifetime of careful saving. The cost of long-term care, and nearly every American heading into retirement is dramatically misinformed about what that cost could really look like. So don't get caught. Schedule that free, no obligation today by visiting retirementplanningpipeline.com. Today's show centers around the top four questions heard by retirement planning specialists from clients on a daily basis. Will I have enough money to retire? Was question one. But question two involves Social Security and when to take Social Security. And many people assume that they'll simply start taking Social Security when they retire, but choosing when to claim benefits can have a lasting impact on retirement income. So the ages that matter, 62, full retirement age 70, factors to consider: health, life expectancy, marital status, income needs, and taxes. Okay, so David, with all of these nuggets in mind, can claiming early reduce those benefits?
No. And here's the deal, and I'm hearing this everywhere, okay? And for you listeners out there, you've got to understand one thing, okay? No company or no corporation, not even the government, okay, specifically cares about your Social Security number or your account number. No one does. All right. It's only you. It's your money. They care about their own pocketbooks. And I think everyone out there understands that. Okay. There's not one time in history where you can say, you know, if that was true, we wouldn't pay taxes. Okay. It's not about them. It's about you. Okay. Social Security should never be taken later. Okay. And the reason why is you should never have someone else control when you're able to start taking distributions or retire. And if you've all seen it, okay, every single one of you listeners have seen your Social Security page that comes in, and it shows you all those boxes of how old you are and how much they're going to give you. And if you look closely, okay, there's a color trend. Every single part on the way down from 62 to 70 gets a bigger, bolder green box. Why do you think that is? Okay, that's trick up propaganda, guys. The government wants you to take it later, and you think that's for your benefit. And if you do, then you're missing the boat. Okay, so learn fast and don't do what everyone else is doing. I'm hearing every single client that comes in, their financial advisor is literally telling them to wait. Oh, just wait to take it, so we can defer it. It rolls up 8%. We can refer it, and then we can take it out later. Of course, they want you to take it later because then you have to take less investments out down the road. Okay. Don't worry about that. Take it now and let your investments compound. All right. And here's the deal with it too. It's like, it doesn't make any sense. You have all this money, you have your nest egg, but you want to withdraw the nest egg that's taxable instead of taking what's already going to be given to you. And if it goes away, it goes away. How does that make any sense?
Yeah, it doesn't.
Okay. Every single financial advisor that I've went against, or as you can say, my clients had before me, have told them to take it later. And I'm like, look, I can do an easy math formula. I can do an easy formula for you on the whiteboard. And it takes me about 2 minutes. And the clients are like, poof. I mean, Jim, it's insane. Right. So all you listeners out there, if you've been getting told to wait on your Social Security till 70 or 67, you're doing it all wrong. Okay. You're doing it all wrong. Don't wait. Take what they're going to give you. Okay. And maximize what you have in the market. Maximize your investments. Not only that, don't let someone decide when you can retire. Right. I mean, if you don't take Social Security early, you might wait and keep working. And I'm sure a lot of you out there are still doing that. Stop letting someone else control when you are retiring. You're like, well, they're not controlling me, David. I want to work.
That's the voice of a retiree.
Come on, man.
They're using that voice when they're in the retirement red zone.
I know it ruffles your feathers, okay? And I know change is hard, right? And I know it's tough to understand. But when is the last time that you looked at it for yourself instead of listening to someone else's idea and not understanding the education below it?
Right.
Okay. When's the last time you went to your advisor and said, hey, you're doing this, and why are you doing this? You never did, because they say, oh, just trust me. No, that's bull crap. Okay. That's bull crap. You need to be educated on where you're at, what you're having in retirement. The retirement switch up, the retirement cycle is the most important time of your entire life. Mm-hmm. If you do it wrong and you withdraw investments early and you do it the wrong way and investments do drop, you're decreasing everything. Everything. Your bubble is popped. So don't let that happen. Okay. The market will not be the same as last year. The market will not be the same as 10 years ago. Okay. There is nothing in the world that is the same as the past 80 years of the stock market being open.
Yeah.
We don't have the same president as 5 years ago. We don't have the same president as 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. We don't have the same economy as 20 years ago. We don't have the same corporations as 20 years ago. Nothing is the same. All those corporations have different incomes, have different revenues, have different earnings per share. Every company is different every single year. Why would you position any of your assets to look at history? Mm-hmm. None of that's going to matter.
Yeah.
You think history matters about now? Mm-hmm. No. I mean, you can see politics now. You think the person that you think that we're going to go somehow, you know, take the next president and they were already, you know, president 20 years ago. No, it's not how it works. So why would the stock market be the same and the companies and the corporations the same as 20 years ago? Right. That's why ongoing investments, right? Being active, planning actively for clients, understanding their goals and needs, putting things away so that the risk analysis is there. Do not let the advisors take the inferences about the 20 past 30 years and then the past of the S&P 500. Okay. The 500 companies have changed. All right. And they're going to change again. No one can predict the stock market tomorrow. And if they could, we'd have a lot more billionaires than we do right now.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So keep that in mind and understand that now it's time to take care of yourself. Social Security, come in. We'll go over it together. I mean, it takes me 2 minutes and it's going to open your eyes and you're going to say, oh my gosh, David, you know, that's so true. Use your investments for yourself and to make sure that your investments can compound, but also take care of your income first. Don't worry about investments. The investments are for the income. That's what you saved your entire lives for. Don't get it twisted. Okay. Making money is great, but you did that your entire life to put you in the position that you are now. Mm-hmm. Are you in the same position that you were 30 years ago? No. So why would you be all in the same positions? It doesn't make any sense. No. Okay. So look at that yourself. And I think it's pretty self-explanatory too, Jim. I think that you listeners out there, it's a tough road to follow because no one ever talks about this. Right? Mm-hmm. Everyone wants to say, well, I can make you more money. I can make you this percentage, you know, or if you stay in the market for this long and we do this and we do that, no one knows. Mm-hmm. No one knows. Now it's the planning side. Right. I think a lot of people are missing the planning side. They were in the financial market for so long. They had an advisor that was advising them on financials, advice and stocks where the market was booming. Mm-hmm. And they think everything's great and grandy. No, that's not it. Trust me. Now the hard part's here. Now you have to plan the assets that you actually grew and you have to keep compounding, but you also have to take care of income. That's not what a lot of advisors are even taught. Right. Because that comes with math, analytics, statistics. All that stuff comes in. So now there's financial advisors that have been getting taught by the companies how to invest. Where's it at, Jim? Where's it? I mean, the invest part is now the lowest on the totem pole. Now it's how to plan.
Right.
Right. So
yeah, I love that point that you made, though, too, about the Fortune 500 companies being different from what they were 20 years ago. We didn't have AI 20 years ago. We didn't have Facebook and we didn't have big tech 20 years ago, right? I mean, IBM was arguably the biggest technology company 20 years ago. But now you look and you say, well, Apple could be the biggest technology company, or this could be the biggest technology company. So I love that point, though, that you made about the stock market being different and the companies being different, and just how the stock market is going to be different with the next big boom that is going to be coming here in the next 10 years or so. I do want to get back to Social Security here as we wrap up this segment. I want to ask you a quick question about married couples. How do married couples coordinate their claiming strategies properly?
And this is going to depend on every single person being different, okay? And because you have to understand that, yes, if half of your Social Security that you half the Social Security that your spouse takes is higher than yours, that's fine. But the spouse has to be taking it first. So you have to, this is a tough question, and it's not going to be answered all at once because it depends on the people that are there. I mean, is the spouse working? Are both working? You know, or does one have full retirement? How much assets do you have? Is your guaranteed income enough? All those questions that go into Social Security is literally made for if I can retire. And a lot of the times, do you think that the financial advisors want the advisors to, do you think they want the investors or the clients to retire, Jim? Do you think that they want them to keep working, or do you think they want them to stop working? Which one?
Well, I think they would like them to keep working, quite frankly.
Why? Good. Why, Jim?
That's how they make their money.
Because if you keep working, you take less out of your investments.
Yeah. And you keep your financial advisor employed, of course.
There you go. Right. And they can get more fees. So again, we're going towards what someone else wants and not the client's goals. When does that change, Jim? When does the new financial advisors come in, like myself? When are we able to, and I think I'm making a big impact now, obviously, you know, in my area especially, but this podcast and this radio show is not just for these people in this area. I mean, we post on Facebook, we get it out. There's a lot of people that watch the videos. I want to make an impact on everyone, okay? Because the world is changing and everything's changing, but the investments are staying the same. The same process, the same plan is staying the same as 20 years ago, but everything else changed. So I'm not understanding how, you know, and I think we're starting to see a different switch up, and some of the firms are getting smarter.
Sure.
But when I'm looking at it and I'm looking at these people that are retiring, I feel super scared for a lot of them. They're getting led in the wrong direction. And maybe it's also that they're not going to be living the retirement they want to live, you know, or putting things in the right places. And some things might not matter to them. You know, how much money to give to the kids, that might not matter. Well, great. Well, then we need to set up a lot of income.
Right. The income strategy is completely different.
But the advisor doesn't think about that, because the advisor thinks about what? Withholding the money as long as possible.
Right.
Instead of understanding I can put the funds into a different product that gives them the income, extra income that they want. That's not the goal of what it's just so mind-boggling to me, because everything roots around to what the advisor wants. Right. Because we're the financial advisor. Like, no, you're a financial advisor to what? To advise the client on their needs and necessities, to know the client first, then the finance comes second, then the plan comes second. These corporations are putting their plan first, not the client, their plan. So I'm glad I can make an impact, and hopefully, you know, listeners on here can appreciate it. And you know, anybody can call in whenever they want or set an appointment with us, go on my website, you know, whatever you guys need. I am a very, very busy guy, but I mean, I specifically set, you know, some mornings and afternoons and during the week for these callers that call in, because a lot of people are needing help, Jim.
Yeah. Well, again, some common mistakes, too, when dealing with Social Security, claiming based solely on emotion, following friends' advice, ignoring survivor benefits, and failing to coordinate with retirement withdrawal. So if you need further assistance with this, it could be a little bit messy. We're here to help. Please don't hesitate to reach out. Visit us on the web, retirementplanningpipeline.com, or call 850-565-1705. And again, we may be on the radio in the Pensacola area, but this is a podcast. This is digital. We have a YouTube page, and we get our stuff out there, and we're here to help anybody from any location. So again, give us a call at 850-565-1705 or visit retirementplanningpipeline.com to get started today. You're listening to the Retirement Planning Pipeline,
helping you take control of your financial future. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline. Planning for retirement doesn't have to be overwhelming. Get expert insights, tools, and personalized strategies to secure your future. Visit retirementplanningpipeline.com today. Your retirement, your plan, your peace of mind.
This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline. If you've missed any part of today's program or want to catch up on previous episodes, go ahead and subscribe and listen to the show in podcast form on Apple, Spotify, or whichever platform you enjoy your podcast. All right, stay with us because coming up, removing emotion from important financial decisions. But right now, as we do each and every week, it's time to unveil this week's financial wisdom quote of the week.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
And our financial wisdom quote of the week comes to us from American author Zig Ziglar. Zig said, quote, expect the best, prepare for the worst, capitalize on what comes next. And our thanks to Zig Ziglar for providing us with this week's financial wisdom quote of the week. If you like the content we're providing, reminder, subscribe to our YouTube page, youtube.com, and search Retirement Planning Pipeline for weekly video highlights and special content. All right, today we're discussing the top four questions asked by clients to retirement planning specialists daily. These are more broad questions asked by clients and questions that people may be asking on a daily basis to the point where maybe you hear it enough and you want to rip your hair out because as a retirement planning specialist, you hear it so much. So let's talk about the third question, and it simply revolves and talks about money. It's how do I make my money last, creating reliable retirement income without running out of savings? Saving for retirement is one of the biggest challenges that people have, and turning those savings into dependable income, maybe even a bigger one. So, David, in your opinion, what is a sustainable withdrawal strategy?
Yeah, I think and sustainable depends on the client. And I say that a lot, right. And I know a lot of you listeners out there that are saying, you know, okay, it's been on the client, but what is it? Well, here's the deal. If we need a certain amount of income and we can calculate what we want, I'm always going to go higher. I always want to go higher than what you think that you need. Okay. And the reason is because if you don't use it, we can reinvest it. All right. But the goal is to be able to maximize the way that you live, to maximize the retirement lifestyle that you want to live. And I think it gets as easy as that. Okay. But how do I make my money last? You have to separate growth and income. And nobody does this. So a lot of you out there are thinking to yourselves, well, why does everyone have this question? Because no one does what needs to happen. Because there's different sides to both growth and income that don't help the advisor.
Right.
Where if you position income before growth, right, and you take care of the income side, a lot of advisors or a lot of companies do what? They get paid less. Do you think any company wants more money to be taken out? No. So why would they be? Why it's kind of like the crazy cancer thing where people think that, you know, there's got to be a cure to cancer somewhere or there's something out there or different diseases, but the medical field that doesn't want to put them out there because the money would stop coming in. It's the same difference. Okay. Why would a financial advising company or corporation, why would a financial corporation say, oh, well, we've got the sauce that we can do. We've got the equation. We've got the problem and the solution to the problem. Let's do it when they lose money. Do they want to train their advisors to start doing that? No, they're not going to train them. That's why the new independent advisors like myself, which it's very, very few of us out there that are working for ourselves and not the corporations, which the corporations hold everything. But for us, it's about the client. It's never, and it's hard because as a fiduciary, right, which I really take a big part of, looking in the best interest for my client. That's literally I abide by that. Like that's my goal is taking everything into the best interest of the client, not myself and not the corporation. So for you listeners out there, if you're thinking to yourself, hey, how do I separate growth and income? Because obviously they don't want me to separate it. That's when you come meet me. So when you sit down with me, we can go over that kind of stuff. It's pretty dang easy. But again, no corporations are going to implement that, okay, and teach their employees and teach their advisors that. Why? Because it's going to hurt them in the long run. Okay. The more money that comes out of their, you know, of their portfolios, or let's say their investments or their reserve funds, is the less that the company is worth, less bonuses that the people are going to be making. Okay. So guess what? That advisor that you're with makes a bonus off how much money you have in that account. Well, if a lot of the money comes out and goes into a different product for income, guess what? Those advisors do what? They make less money, less bonuses. The corporation makes less money, less bonuses. It's a trickle-down effect. It's a pyramid effect. And it sucks because it doesn't help the client. You think to yourself, well, they're supposed to be looking out for my best interest. Yes, they're supposed to. But anyone in business is not going to put you over them. Okay? Anyone. Okay? And then your next question is, well, David, why would you? And I'm saying that because I get that question all the time. Here's the deal. If I run my business the wrong way and it's under my business and this is me, okay? I'm 28 years old. My business will never grow the right. I have to be different, guys. I have to be unique. There's a reason why I'm successful at where I am today. There's a reason why I'm young and successful at what I do for clients. It's because I make an impact and I do the best for the client, not for myself. And that shows, and because of the uniqueness of it, the strategies, the mathematics, I always go by this saying every time, math does not lie, okay? You can look at your statements all you want. Have you done the math? No, you haven't. Neither as your advisor, neither as the company, okay? Until you do the math and realize what's the best solution for you, okay? Whether you separate your money into growth and income, whether you don't, and you put them side by side, the math always wins. And sadly, no one does it. Because why? They don't want to show you what you could do that's better than what they're doing. And that's why it's so important to be unique in the situation of knowing your clients, knowing the situations, and getting them to understand what's best for them.
Right.
And for you clients out there and for you people out there that are listening, it's a hard world everywhere. It's not easy. Okay, there's not a lot of advisors. There's not a lot of companies that you're going to set appointments with that you're going to say, oh, well, you know, they're going to say, well, we're going to do this for you, this for you, this for you. You're not going to hear it. And I'm sure a lot of you out there are listening. You're going, David, no one's ever told me that. No one's told me to separate growth and income. Everyone still wants to keep it in one account. I have two IRA accounts, or I have one IRA account, and they're all in the market. That's everyone. Every single probably one of you, okay, has all pretty much all your money in the market. Okay. That's just mathematically, it doesn't make sense. You're not separating growth and income, but that corporation that has your money isn't going to say, hey, let's move 50% of your assets to make sure that your income is guaranteed for the rest of your entire life. Interest rates are high right now. You've got a lot of options that can give you income for lifetime income. Then you can let your investments grow and take out minimal amount when you want it. Why wouldn't you want to do that? Oh, because my advisor said so. My advisor said I'll be fine until 93. The goal is not to spend all your money by the time you're 93 years old. Okay. Your goal is to what? Is to maximize the amount of growth and maximize the amount of income.
Let me ask you this. How is income planning, though, different from investing? I think a lot of people get that confused and it muddies the waters for them.
Well, they're completely different, Jim.
Right.
They're completely different. Income planning is completely different from the investing side, because your investments get completely destroyed if you don't plan the income properly. Okay. And what I mean by that is that if you're in the market and you've got a downturn of any size, any month, any week, and you take money out during that week, which if you're taking money out every single month and you have one downturn in a month, your compounded formula, the way you lose money, decreases dramatically. Okay, because your growth is on what? It's on the money that you have in there. If you have one bad year and you take out 10% of your portfolio, okay, and that the money goes down 20%, you're now 30% down. People don't realize that. Now you have to gain double back to get back to square one again.
That's right.
Okay. People don't understand the fact of taking income and investment sides do not correlate. You cannot. Any advisor, any mathematician cannot sit here and say to anyone, hey, I found an exact answer, okay, on how to keep your money in the market, okay, and for it to last this long. I don't care who you are, you have no probability that that will ever happen. Okay. People in the 2000 into 2010 crisis, they'll tell you right to your face, you have no idea.
That's right.
If you started in 2000 taking money out, okay, and you waited till 2010, you'd have no dang money. You had no dang money.
Yeah.
So
that's what's really sad about it.
It's sad, but people have to understand that the different time periods are totally correlating towards totally different investment. I mean, investments and income have nothing in common.
Yeah.
Nothing in common. And for a lot of you listeners out there, if you have your money in the market or in investments in general, and you're taking money out, you are wrong. Your advisor's wrong. Okay. Your advisor is wrong, period. Okay. And that's where I think it's tough to understand, because everyone wants to think about, well, if I take this much amount of money, no, they're looking off of the last 40 years. And again, when I go back to my first segment of this episode, was 40 years ago the same as today? Do we have the same president? Do we have the same inflation? Do we have the same crisis? Do we have the same corporations? Do we have the same bubble? Do we have the same price per earning ratios? Have the same revenue? Have the same net income? No, 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 no. So when are we going to wake up? When are we going to wake up and say, hey, we're in a different spot than 20 years ago? And say, we need to plan differently and make sure things are secured and make sure the income is for the client and taken care of more than enough. And then the investments can grow long term. Then we don't have to worry about how the next 5 years end up, because we know long term will be okay. But you can't say this year or the next 5 years is the same as the last 40. Mm-hmm. The sample size does not add up. It doesn't make any sense. Statistically, you are as least probable as possible to inference the next 5 years over the last 40. Now, the next 40 over the last 40 is different. But when you're retiring, you worried about 40 years? No.
Mm-hmm.
What about the next 20? The next 10?
That's right.
Okay. In the last 40 years, were you taking out money? No. The next 20, you are. Everything changes, but no one wants to just wake up and smell the flowers. No one wants to do it, Jim.
Yeah.
Great. And it makes me super passionate about it. Cause I'm like, what is going to bring? I want to make an impact so much that I want to show people. And I think, you know, nowadays I really want to start just doing big screenshots, and we can do crazy stuff on the board and show it. And you know, all the videos, I just, when can we, I get so passionate about it, Jim, because people want to stick their head in the sand. They don't want to fix it. Now, obviously, I'm very, very busy, and we have a lot of clients that know and that they need help. But I want to make an impact on you guys out there. You know, do the best for yourself. That's the least that you owe yourself, right? Get a plan that literally fits you. Do the math and understand which one's better. It's right. That easy.
Yeah.
Is it better to take care of income and have an advisor take care of income first? Or is it better to just leave it in the market and keep withdrawing money? You're going to figure that out really fast when you come in and meet me. It's really freaking quick.
Yeah.
So don't put yourself in the position to not know. Get educated. Be educated. Find someone that will educate you the right way and show you solutions and math to put that down.
Yeah. And that brings us to the next question, which is, how often should your retirement plan be reviewed? Let's not forget that is a common question. So again, pick up the phone, give us a call today at 850-565-1705, or visit us on the web at retirementplanningpipeline.com and schedule that free, no obligation consultation. Coming up next, preparing for healthcare costs, market volatility, taxes, and the unexpected. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline. We'll be right back.
Your retirement questions deserve real answers. Call 850-565-1705 to schedule your free, no obligation consultation today. This here's a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down because you're... Missed part of today's show? The Retirement Planning Pipeline is available wherever you get your podcasts and at retirementplanningpipeline.com.
Welcome back inside the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that delivers expert insights, actionable advice, and real-world financial strategies to help you retire confidently and comfortably. Jim Tarabocchia here alongside retirement planning specialist David Pipes. Thank you for making our show a part of your weekend on whichever platform of your choosing. Final segment of today's show, what happens if something goes wrong? Preparing for healthcare costs, market volatility, taxes, and the unexpected. Answering the top four questions retirement planning specialists hear daily. And this is question four. And as we like to say, retirement planning isn't just about preparing for your best years. It's about preparing for life's unexpected moments. Healthcare emergencies, market downturns, higher taxes, long-term care needs. Let's not forget about that either. The retirees who feel the most confident aren't necessarily the wealthiest. They're usually the ones who planned for the unexpected. So out of healthcare costs, market volatility, taxes, and the unexpected, David, what do you find to be the one that worries retirees the most?
I think the taxes and market volatility come into play the most. And healthcare is pretty much taken care of. And that's where I want to first start off with this. If you have problems with healthcare or long-term care, I have a full team. I keep that team in my office. Okay. My secretary, as well as some other teammates that I have, some colleagues in here, are certified and specialists in those specific, in those specific studies. So if you have problems with maybe some Medicare or some healthcare issues or some prescription drug plans, that you can call us about that too. Okay. We're here for the full plan. Those things affect your finances too. But the one thing that I hear the most of is taxes and market volatility. And with the market volatility, everyone wants to ask, well, David, what, how, you know, how do I plan how volatile I should be or what my risk should be? Again, if you split growth and income, right, and you took care of your income, you'd be fine. But people don't do that. So market volatility pops up so much in their mind because they don't want to just say, hey, no advisor wants to just say, hey, let's plan the income first. Market volatility doesn't matter if you're not touching the money. Right. So everybody's always worried about market volatility. But if you're not distributing the cash out, you're going to compound either way. You're looking long term. The stock market's not meant for short term, folks. So stop playing it for the short term. You're in retirement. Stop playing the stock market for money that you're going to use. It's just no. Say it with me, because I think people out there are kind of ridiculous. You're going to do the same thing that you've been doing your entire life for long term growth. You're going to stay in a stock market and you're going to withdraw money out of it. Say it to yourself. It doesn't make any dang sense.
No.
So stop letting the advisors and the companies tell you that it does. Do your own math. It's not hard. Look at yourself 40 years ago, putting money in the market. Look at yourself now, taking money out. Should you be in the same dang place that you were 40 years ago? And tell yourself that. And then come to me and ask the questions. It's not that hard. You folks are smart. You've worked your entire lives for your money, right? Now just wake up and smell the roses. Just smell them. Hey, my advisor is not there for me. Okay. And they are great. Awesome. There's not a lot of them out there. So keep them. Okay. I won't lie to you there. There are not a lot out there. And if you have a really, really good one that is doing what I'm telling you to do, stay with them. He's doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. He's splitting up growth and income. Growth. Now, income is not in the market. So don't tell me that he's doing that for you and the income is still in the market. That's not how we do it here. Okay, it's not going to work like that. But
David, I don't want to cut you off, but people always talk about how if you're, or they say this, I guess it's kind of a cliche. If you're the same person that you were 10 years ago, then you really haven't lived life to its fullest and you are doing yourself a disservice. So I wonder, to your point, why do people rely so much on advice when it comes to their finances, advice when it comes to retirement from what may have worked 40, 30, 20 years ago? And why don't they update their internal brain, that internal computer, so to speak, to get up with the times on how to plan for a proper retirement right now in the year 2026?
Because it's not their profession, Jim. And it's the, to the point where education on financials are very, very hard. Right. And if you don't know how to do it the right way with clients, it can be very, very confusing. And sadly, corporations are taking that advantage to use those, let's just say, confusing topics to confuse people out there, to make people not want to know. They'll say random words out of the blue, and all of a sudden the client's like, I don't want it a part of it. You got it, man. You got it. Right. I mean, I hear all the time. So I know it happens, and that's just not how it should be. You should be able to kind of pull it down and make it simpler for the client to understand, to educate them at least on the important stuff. not the crazy stuff in the background of what you're investing in for risk and what companies are what. No, not that, but the basics of retirement, the goals of income, the goals of you know, growth and what it means to maximize growth and not being, you know, not to distribute when you're growing is super important. But I mean, then again, though, I mean, not many advisors have the mathematical background like I do. So I think differently, you know, and I do things differently, Jim. And that's why I think that things are, I'm making an impact right now, especially in my area, on a lot of people that have their money that are looking to retire and that have been with advisors that maybe haven't did that for them. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's super, super important. And the other thing is taxes. I see so many advisors out there that are putting people's money and taking people's money out of the wrong, you know, products, because it's just, or very Roth dangerous. Conversions when they're in the highest tax bracket. It makes no sense.
Very dangerous too.
You yeah. know, I mean, I wish I could do the numbers for Roth conversion. I wish I could literally just say, hey, look, okay, $10,000. Let's say you pay 20% in taxes. Okay. $8,000. If I compounded that 8,000 and made it double into 16 grand in 10 years, did the same thing with the 10,000. Okay, to 20 grand. And I took 20% off 20 grand. It's only 4,000. They both end up being $16,000. What's the dang difference? What's the difference, folks? Nothing. It's just to tie your money up. Okay. So now, Roth conversions, don't get me wrong, there are places for them. I do it myself. I'm young. I can, right? I'm not able to, you know, invest heavily in a Roth IRA. Okay. So, people have to understand there's situational awareness, and everything is not for everyone. And for your listeners out there, that's where what you're getting taught. That's what the advisors that are managing your money are being taught, is you're in the same class as everyone else is. When you were in school, were you in the same A-level class as everyone else? Or when you got better at each class, were you put up in the honors class? There's your answer right there. Okay? Don't let the corporations control where the money is for everyone. Okay. Do it for yourself. Beat the system, as I like to say. Beat the system. Okay. Do it for yourself. Make sure that you're on the right track. Split up growth and income. Take care of your income first, then maximize your growth. Make sure that you can be fully aggressive with the money that you have in the market, because that's the point of the stock market, is to be aggressive. I love making clients money. I love trading. I love it. I love being able to, you know, use models and capitalize on gains in certain aspects. I absolutely love it. One of my favorite things, I think, in the entire world is to do that. And I've loved it since I was, 18 years old. But at the same time, I know not to do that with clients' money that is supposed to be taken out for income. That money should not be in the market. The market is for growth. The market is not for income. So again, if there's one message on here for everybody out there that are looking to retire, right? If you're 5 years pre-retiring, you're looking, David, what do I put my money at? What do I do with it? And trust me, I love growing money, and I love being in the market. But you have to understand how much you personally, and not what everyone else, you, specifically you, should have in the market. Not the guy next to you. Right. Not as much as the wealth insurance, the wealth company says to, or, you know, whatever ABC Corporation.
Okay. Right.
How much you need in the market. Not what I think, not what Jim thinks, not what the corporation, what you, after your plan is set, then you look at how much is in the market. And that's what people don't do nowadays, Jim. And I'm hoping that we're creating an impact. And I know we are. So I get passionate about this, Jim. But I mean, we've got a lot of callers. We got a lot of people that are coming in meeting me and wanting to, you know, to set an appointment and wanting to kind of get their funds transferred. And I love making that impact and helping. I really, really do. So any questions anybody has, anything possible that you have, give us a call, text me, whatever you want. I mean, email, go on our website. But the quickest way is to definitely call in and set an appointment. So,
yeah. And a reminder, here's what happens when we sit down together to review your retirement picture and why so many people find this process so valuable. We start with you. We take the time to truly understand your goals, your concerns, and the kind of retirement lifestyle that you've been working towards, whether that means travel, time with the family, giving back, or simply having peace of mind. We build a clear, personalized strategy for you. You'll walk away with a straightforward, easy to understand recommendation designed to help you move forward with confidence. No jargon, no confusion. And most importantly, we help you take action. A great plan only works if it's implemented. We're here to guide you every step of the way. So give us a call, 850-565-1705, or visit us on the web at retirementplanningpipeline.com. Again, that phone number one more time, 850-565-1705. The website, retirementplanningpipeline.com. Get started today and schedule that free, no obligation consultation. If you have any questions too, David mentioned that as well. That's important. Any questions that you'd like us to bring up on the show, email us, visit retirementplanningpipeline.com. If you missed any part of today's show, don't forget to subscribe to the program in podcast form on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to the show on YouTube. Search Retirement Planning Pipeline on YouTube for clips and special content as well. Thanks for listening. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline. We'll talk to you next weekend. Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that helps you take control of your financial future. Whether you're 5 to 10 years from retirement or just getting started, retirement planning specialist David Pipes has the strategies, tools, and experience to help you make the most of your nest egg. Take control of your financial future and get started today by visiting retirementplanningpipeline.com. And if you missed any part of today's show or want to catch up on past episodes, be sure to subscribe to the Retirement Planning Pipeline wherever you get your podcasts. Not affiliated with the United States government, AmeriLife agents do not offer tax, legal, or investment advice. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. This information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of the respective owners. AmeriLife assumes no responsibility or liability for the content of this message. The information contained herein is provided on an as-is basis with no guarantees of completeness, accuracy, usefulness, timeliness, or the results obtained from the use of this information.
Charles David Pipes is an individually licensed and appointed agent. Learn more at retirementplanningpipeline.com.
Well, the job market these days can be tough for anybody, but especially older workers really concerned about either losing their job and then having to find a new one in a tough job market, or, you know, other concerns within the workplace. And AI is increasingly becoming a part of that workplace, including finding a new job. Well, joining me to talk more about that is Carly Roskowski with AARP. She is the VP of Financial Resilience Programming there. Hi, Carly. How are you?
I'm good, Matt. Thanks so much for having me today.
No problem. Thanks so much for being a part of the discussion here. And it's a very important one. I mean, well, first of all, as we kind of set the sort of baseline, I guess, for our conversation, what are people saying about their concerns about either, you know, losing a job, finding a new job at a certain age? I know that you all have some new research that kind of delves into that.
Yes, we do. And the labor market is quite challenging right now. Many people who have jobs are staying put. We're calling that sort of job hugging. You might have heard that term. So older workers who have been laid off or those who retired and want to go back to work may have more difficulty finding a job than they have in the past during this current climate. Our recent research shows that about a quarter of the older workers we surveyed are concerned about losing their job within the next year. And more than two-thirds, about 67% of older workers, believe it would be difficult to find a new job right now.
Yeah, wow. It really is a concern, obviously, for a lot of folks then. And so, you know, I mentioned AI there, you know, it's sort of taking over our lives a bit. And I think it's gone from maybe this sort of like scary unknown thing to just this sort of tool that we're all using in one way or another. How are workplaces, especially in the job search or the candidate search, if you're, you know, talking about the company's position there, like the candidate search part of things, how are they using that? And I guess as a follow-up to that, how can candidates for jobs actually use that to their advantage?
Yeah, so the job market has changed dramatically in recent years, with AI playing a much bigger role, both on the employer side and the job seeker side. So we encourage older workers to embrace this technology, including AI, and use it to help with their job search. You can use it to help write your resume and cover letters. It can also provide information or research on the companies that you're interested in or you're applying to. And it can even predict the types of questions that may be asked during an interview.
Wow. And so, you know, what are some tips that you may have for older job seekers who are either, you know, updating their resume, maybe looking at using different AI tools to either help with that or other aspects of the job search process?
Job seekers should focus on making sure that their resume highlights their skills and experience and not their age. So we recommend your resume be no more than 2 pages long, focus on your recent experience, include your credentials, but you don't have to include your graduation dates, take off your street address, and maybe ditch that old AOL or Hotmail email address for a more modern service like Gmail. But we also talk a lot about making sure that your resume includes industry-specific terms or keywords straight from the job descriptions that you're applying to, because some employers are using AI-based tools to do an initial review or scan of candidates. And if you have these keywords or specific terms, it can improve your chances of making it past those sort of first digital gatekeeper rounds.
Yeah, boy, talk about the changes in the workplace and in the job seeking area. It really is crazy how things do evolve over time. And, you know, I mean, as we talk about older workers and folks going either going back to the workplace or just being in the workplace for a long time and bringing that experience to the table, AARP, I know, often really highlights the benefits that come with that. You know, people of different generations are working together. What does that look like right now in 2026?
Yeah, there are 5 generations in the workplace today, which is fantastic. And we see, and research shows, that multi-generational teams bring together different perspectives, different skill sets, and different ways of solving problems. We hear from younger workers that collaborating with older colleagues provides them opportunities to learn new skills and contributes to maybe a more productive work environment. Our recent research shows that 90% of all workers enjoy working with people of different ages.
Yeah, I often have enjoyed that as well. Like, just getting that when I was younger, like, you know, getting that experience and all of that just from people who have been there and done that in the workplace, I always thought was just so helpful. And really, they really do just bring a lot to the work that they do. And along those lines, what resources are out there for, you know, from AARP, I should say, for older Americans who may be looking for work right now?
Job seekers can go to aarp.org/work to find expert advice, tools, resources, including AARP and Indeed's job search platform, which offers thousands of curated job listings, help with your resume, and interview prep.
Very good. Well, we will direct our listeners in that, well, direction. Carly Ruzkowski is VP of Financial Resilience Programming at AARP. Carly, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with me. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Matt. Have a wonderful day.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and AmeriLife are separate companies but are affiliated through common ownership. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV-2A Item 4, for additional information. Any comments regarding safe and secure products and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Brookstone. Indexed or fixed annuities are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to caps, restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract.